This is CPR News. I'm Joanne Allen. The first wave of Colorado healthcare workers will get the COVID vaccine this month. Dr. Anthony Fauci says 20 million in the U.S. will be vaccinated before the new year. Then by April, people who are not high risk can get vaccinated.
Once we get there, we can crush this outbreak just the way we did with smallpox, with polio, and with measles. We just need to hang together a bit longer.
Fauci joined Governor Polis in a remote update today on vaccine distribution plans. RTD will send out 400 layoff notices starting tomorrow to help balance its budget. CEO Deborah Johnson says a vaccine and more federal stimulus money might help, just not soon enough.
I do think that we will bounce back from this. It would be my ultimate pleasure if, in fact, we could reinstate every single employee.
The cuts will take effect in January. The Denver area agency's ridership is still down by more than half. Coloradans now have a contact-free option if a state trooper asks for license and registration. They can use the My Colorado mobile app during traffic stops, but only state troopers accept the Colorado digital IDs so far. Other law enforcement agencies still require physical identification. Colorado is the first state to let drivers provide ID, vehicle registration, and proof of insurance electronically. This is CPR News.